Our last song is a modern parody of the famous old song about the trek west, Sweet Bessie from Pipe. This song was a favorite of not only of Mormon pioneers, but of all of the pioneers going west. But the words here are new. They're written by Sister Bonnie Brunken from Eugene Third Ward. The words are very fitting, and you will enjoy Sister Brunken's sense of humor. I normally invite the audience to, and I do you, to sing both the verses as well as the chorus with me, and I provide them with a handout, which I'll be happy to send to anyone who inquires. My address at present is 860 East 43rd Avenue, Eugene, Oregon 97405, and my email is bobjean@earthlink.net. Phone number is area code 541-484-6727. The chorus is a bit of a tongue twister at first, but you might be able to join me right now just with the chorus. So let's run through it once to make sure you know how to pronounce everything. Spelled out is hoodle, H-O-O-D-L-E, dang, D-A-N-G, fol-de-dido, F-O-L-D-E-E-D-I-D-O. But the I is a long I, as in Fido. And so the chorus goes, hoodle dang fall, he died, oh, hoodle dang fall, he day. Hoodle dang fall, he died, oh, hoodle dang fall, he day. Here we go. Oh, don't you remember Sweet Betsy from Pike? She left Nauvoo City with her husband Ike, with two yoke of oxen and an old yeller dog, a tall Shanghai rooster and a one-spotted hog. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Since her baptism, Sweet Betsy had chores. She cleaned up the mansion and polished the floors. And Ike kept the stable and he groomed the fine horse. And at night they both sang in the choir, of course. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. But Betsy and Ike had to leave old Nauvoo, and where they were headed they hadn't a clue. Ike started to grumble and be out of sorts, but Betsy said, hush, or you're bound to get warts. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. The Indians were hostile as mean as could be, but Ike went to them as a missionary. They wanted his scalp, but he taught them instead. So the Indians left Ike with his hair on his head. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. In Great Salt Lake City, they soon settled down and started a business just outside of town. Ike soon was successful in running his forge. Then Brigham said, Ike, get you off to St. George. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Well, the dust and the crickets, the heat and the thirst, made Ike get so restless he pretty near burst. So the end of my story and the end of my song has Betsy and Ike living in Oregon. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day.